Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Think, Focus, and Finish. Many of the greatest feelings of satisfaction can result from the times you are able to think through, focus, and finish things. Throughout our lives, we will always be faced with a multitude of challenges. As young children, we were challenged in school with math problems, homework assignments, and projects. Then we moved on to high school, and the math gets more difficult, the homework assignments take more time, and the projects become more complex. If you continue on to college, expect a repeat of the same, less perhaps the math unless you major in a field that requires math. Ditto if you happen to attend grad school. After attending many years of school, do you think life gets any easier once you go to work for a living? I think not. You come to find out that your career can be more challenging and demanding than school ever was. After all, you're now being paid well for your services, and a lot more is expected of you. The projects you receive have definitive deadlines that are critical to your future. Your job may require you to work nights, weekends, and skip the planned vacation, just to come through on your commitments. Those that reach the top in their field are those that come through efficiently and effectively. But hold on. Your commitments and challenges don't stop at work. You have plenty of challenges at home to deal with as well. Family challenges can be even more demanding than your work challenges. Your spouse and your kids at all ages require time, energy, resources, and lots of patience. And let's not forget about your financial challenges that you have to deal with. The bills never stop hitting your mailbox. There's also a steady flow of decisions you need to make about medical insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, life insurance, and you name it insurance. In between these decisions, you occasionally get sick, your car breaks down, your washing machine stops working, and your computer can crash. I think by now you get the point that life can be full of challenges. We only skim the surface here, but I'm not discussing these issues to depress you. I only mention them to lead up to the title of these discussions, which is, you can solve every one of these challenges one by one by focusing, thinking, and finishing. After doing so, you can breathe a sigh of relief and enjoy a moment of satisfaction, knowing that you are done, you did your best, and now you have to move on to your next challenges. I feel this way every April when I finish filing my income taxes. Lots of thought, lots of focus, finish. Ah, do you know what I mean? This same system works for just about anything you know has to be accomplished. You need to think through each challenge, focus like a laser beam on all the probable solutions. Choose your course of action, then stay on that course until you have totally completed what needs to be done. Avoid distractions. Avoid procrastinating. Avoid making excuses. Avoid playtime. Just get it done. That sigh of relief and the feeling of satisfaction that occurs simultaneously after you finish whatever commitment, project, or challenge that needs to be accomplished is worth its weight in gold. At least it is to me. I share this with you because I believe it can lead to more happiness and satisfaction in your life. You become stronger mentally with each completion. And you don't feel like the world is crashing around you because you are bringing closure to your challenges one at a time. And you become better with age like fine wine. Too often I'm surrounded by individuals who can't bring closure to their challenges and commitments. They talk and talk and talk about finishing, but they just can't seem to get to home plate. They always seem stuck on first or second base. In doing so, they tear down their self-esteem and rarely feel accomplished and happy. They walk around with monkeys hanging all over their backs and seem like they are trying to travel across the country without a roadmap. They just keep waiting for that lucky break that never seems to happen. I am a firm believer that luck follows those that make things happen in life. And your first lucky day can begin when you learn to think, focus, and finish. Don't try to attack 10 challenges at once. Prioritize your challenges. Think, focus, and finish one at a time in their order of importance, and watch your skills grow to enable you to take on the onslaught of challenges you will continually face in life. After the completion of each challenge, make sure you take the time to enjoy some moments of satisfaction. This will rejuvenate your mind and spirit to move on and successfully round the bases in any stadium you play in. It's a proven plan that really works. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.